cocksucker. You fucking come on. Come fuck with me. I'll get your ass, you jerk. Oh, you fuckhead motherfucker. Fuck all you and your family. Come on, you cocksucker. Slime bucket shit face dirtball. Come on, you scum sucker. You fucking with me? Come on, you asshole.
Everybody, it's your boy Joseph Ventura live here on Anchor Live in the Living Color, bringing it back to everybody out there. As always, as usual, you know, doing my top, the top of, you know, doing what I do best, you know, and it's very easy to criticize. There's a lot of people out there who say, you know, I could do the same thing you can do. Okay, so let's do it. Let's grab a microphone. Right, let's get a little software going, preferably Spreaker or Anchor or, you know, before I go on, Raz Yalov, like a big shout out to Raz Yalov from Zcast for all the things he did for me. He opened up a podcast application and app, if you will. He had it for a couple of years. It did very well. He recently just put that thing to sleep, which is a shame because Zcast was one of the best apps out there, and I think he basically shut it off prematurely, in my opinion. I don't know. I recently went back to Zcast to check out the old episodes I used to do, and it appears that for the majority of things, everything's still there. All the episodes are there, and the one thing I've noticed is that people are still recording live. I don't know how they're doing this. I try to go live myself, and it wouldn't allow me. It was impossible. So I don't know. Maybe somebody's doing something. I don't know. Maybe someone's doing something different than what I would be doing. I would normally just log in to my account on Zcast and set up a live episode and go on. I will record live. So I don't know how these people are doing. Maybe they're uploading it and it's not live, but it is. So it says it's live, but it's not. I mean, you can tell. But nevertheless, Raz Yalov, great entrepreneur. I wish him well in his future endeavors, and may he continue to be successful in whatever he chooses. But now, onto my links. By the way, this podcast, this app, this episode, me, has been brought to you by Rage On. Go to rageon.com. Check me out, Ventura 747. Save up to 26%. You know, 26% is a pretty good discount towards anything. I listened to Joe Rogan. I call him Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan says, his real name is Joe Rogan. I will not disrespect the man. I'm just having fun with it. Yeah, he's a comedian, supposedly. So I will pretend to be, you know, somewhat funny here. But Joe Rogan tends to tell people, oh, you know, go to my website and get up to 10%. You know, 10% isn't really that much. 26%. That's a little something. A little something from yours truly, Joseph Ventura. Yeah, you can get that. You can only get it from me, though. So, go to rageon.com, Ventura 747. Check out my merch. I got some great shirts, pillows, underwears, condoms, cell phone covers. You name it, I got it. Great stuff. Also, if you check out my links, also go to Spreaker.com/Joseph Ventura. I'm there. I got a couple of shows there myself. Anchor, of course, right here, live, Joseph Ventura. I'm on the FM stations out in the West. How about that? Radio. Go to iTunes, Apple iTunes, and Android, Google Android. You can check me out there as well. You know what I'm saying? We're everywhere, motherfuckers. Google.com, that's right. So you can listen to me on your Android, your little Samsung Galaxy and S9 and all that good stuff. Spotify, I'm on Spotify. I'm available on Spotify. Anyway, they're doing a discount on Spotify. I believe you get a month for Spotify. You get it for like 99 cents. They're running a promotion, so take advantage of that. Take advantage of the t-shirts, too. On my Rajon app. Rajon. The app. That delivers. It just delivers. But Spotify, 99 cents for, I think it's 2 months or a month. I'm not sure. Not bad. You can get my show, too. How about that? Go to Breaker, breaker.audio/Joseph Ventura, Joseph Ventura Lives. Check it out. We're live, ladies and gentlemen. The good stuff. It just gets better and better. We deliver for you. You know what I'm saying? Go to CastBox. CastBox.fm. That's right. I'm on radio. I'm on, you know, all the, you know, terrestrial radio. CastBox.fm. Joseph Ventura, or my channel ID, 1494914. That's right, CastBox FM, /channel/ID, 1494914, or Joseph Ventura, just simple. Okie doke. Also, check me out on Radio Public, radiopublic.com. Radio Public, I'm there, I'm live. And last but not least, I'm on Pocket Casts. For $3.99, you download Pocket Cast and you can get my show, Joseph Ventura Lives, absolutely free. Well, my show doesn't charge us anything. It's free. But it's $3.99 for the Pocket Cast app. You can get a whole bunch of stuff and a lot of great things and great podcasts and episodes and stuff and so on. You can get my show. Come get my show. You're asking me, how am I getting anything? I'm not getting anything. I'm not getting paid from this app. You know, but it's what I do. Pocket Cast. Get that. You'd be glad you did. Know what I'm saying? I can't stand people sometimes, or certain kind of people who get offended at the slightest things. You know, I got these people that I've been dying to do a podcast with. So every day I'm like, hey, we got to do a podcast. And they're like, when are we going to do it? I say, hey, you know, whenever. So a few of them, I think it's 4 or 5 people. And I'm like, so what are we doing? You know, it's like, the thing is, I don't have the timing is usually an issue. You know, a lot of people want to do when they have time and there really is no time. And some people get offended. You know, I'm like, yeah, well, so I mentioned to one of them the other day, I said, why don't we take a microphone? And I have one microphone. I don't have like 6 microphones. But then one guy said, well, why don't we just grab the phone and put it in the center of the table and we all talk? You realize how ridiculous that would sound live? You know, one cutting off the other. Then there's like a space between. There's too much air flowing back and forth. You need something more solid, more surround sound, more concealed so you can hear it better, more... inside a studio kind of thing. And just flowing ideas left and right, you know, I'm trying to give somebody a little something. And I just, towards the end, I kind of realized, you know what? It doesn't look like it's ever going to happen. So guess what? I'm back. Not only that, but a lot of people were asking me, you know, what are you doing this show? What's up with the show? The show. It's a podcast. It's a little something for those of you out there who can't sleep. I'm just kidding. It's all good. You mean you can laugh, or you can you can cry. You know what I'm saying? But don't cry. You ain't got time to cry, man. No, you gotta laugh. Have a good time laughing. And that's how it's gotta be done. But so that's what's going on. That's what I'm pondering left and right, you know. podcasting. It's just ridiculous what's going on these days, though. When it comes to the immigration and stuff, and these people, the way things are. You know, one thing I noticed, people are very delicate. You can't really speak politics or religion because they get offended. And the other day I mentioned something on this other podcast I went to. I forgot the name. Well, you know what? I'll leave the name out because I don't remember it. I went on. The guy had me on the... We were doing the show. We were talking. And I mentioned... we're talking about religion. I said, well, I don't understand. How is it some people can still walk around with a cross? And, I don't know. Why would you wear a cross around your chest? You know what I'm saying? You know, if you're being crucified tomorrow, never mind the word crucifixion, but if you're being put into death, let's say you're being, you're getting the electric chair, how would you feel if I came back, if you came back to Earth, you were brought back to life, and you saw me, the first thing you saw was me walking around with a action figure of you, a miniature figure of you in gold with an electric chair and the little helmet in your head. I mean, wouldn't it be the first thing you'd be thinking to is like, why would you wear that? That's the way I died. Shouldn't you idolize me? Well, you shouldn't idolize anyone, but shouldn't you remember me for who I was rather than how I died? And that's just the point I'm trying to make, folks. You know, there was a time, I'm not going to lie, but there was a time in my life when I thought that was the right thing to do. I was 18, 20 years old. I was young and dumb. Now you got these idiot millennials walking around with the little crosses. And I'm like, why would you do that? You know, yeah. So if he comes, let's say, first of all, let's say there really is a Jesus Christ out there, and he really was crucified, according to old, hearsay, or the Bible, which is still hearsay. No, I'm not ripping off George Carlin. George Carlin had his own jokes, his own rhythm of things. I'm just speaking my mind. People tend to compare me to George Carlin or Sam Kennison, or I'm saying something so outrageous that it's funny but yet offensive but funny, and you guys can't not disconnect the two, you know? I'm not, but I'm saying, why would you walk around with a cross? I don't understand. Yeah, I've seen little kids at supermarkets, these little preppy kids with a little gold chain of Jesus Christ, the cross. I mean, it's like, it's total lack of respect, because if they, let's just say for a second, there really is such thing as a God. And I'm not saying that I don't believe, but for those of you out there who don't believe in God, or believe in that the elephant is the God, or believe that, that a fish is God, or the moon is the God, I'll give you partial credit. Let's just say this, there is no blonde hair, long hair guy with blue eyes and light skin, because that's the picture they come up with. On Facebook, on Twitter, these social apps, they got this imaginary, they got the idea that they think that this is the God that you're supposed to support and idolize. And it makes sense. But then I've had this one friend I used to work with. He was Korean. And he was like, he would show me this picture of this supposed God of his. And this guy was this Korean, he was Asian looking. I'm like, wait, so your God is Asian? Okay, cool. I like that. All right. And then I tried to talk to a brother or a sister. They're like, oh no, God wasn't white. He was black. He had a fro. I'm like, okay, cool. So you try to be like, and then I give up. This is why I find myself at a point where as long as I don't disrespect family or friends, or try not to, at least try to keep to myself, or try to do the right thing, meaning try not to deceit people or mislead people or trick people or hurt people, I think I'm doing pretty good. There's people out there who go to church every day. They swear on their Bible, and they still have time to rob people. They take their money. You know, they lie to people. They cheat people. They cheat on their wives. They cheat on their husbands, you know. And at the end of the day, they got the balls, the fucking balls, the nerve, these dirty cunts and whores, to walk around with this little cross on their fucking chest. Fuck that. That's bullshit. Shove that shit up your ass. Go sell that shit and go to McDonald's and choke on a Big Mac and die, you fat fucks. Cheating, lying, stealing, having your way with things, taking advantage of people who are at a disadvantage, who have no chance in hell, you know? And that's what I'm talking about. So that's why sometimes I laugh when you talk about religion. And you got the little cross and everything. I don't think he would want to come back if he really did exist or does exist, spiritually or not. I don't think he wants to come back and see. The first thing he wants to see is one of us human beings, just like him, supposedly, walking around with a fucking cross. He'd be like, damn, that's how you killed me. Now I'm coming back and that's what you're walking around with. I honestly don't believe that he would appreciate that. And it has nothing to do with your love towards God or a God. So, and that's all I got to say about that. I can't spend too much time on this thing. And as far as politics, you know, I don't know why people have to tie you with either you're a Republican or a Democrat or you're a liberal or, you know. Yeah, I guess you could say I'm considered a liberal. I actually don't even want to tag myself with that label, because that's what it is. You're giving each other labels. Republicans, Democrats, liberal. I don't want to be any of that. I don't want to follow that. But sadly, our world is being torn apart and being tested by this president who's taken over, who sabotaged the United States and has it under his control. So, you know, I don't understand. You know, you're supposed to run the country, but you divide it. And then you act like a two-year, like a five-year-old, and you get on Twitter and you talk down to people and you degrade people. And if that's not enough, here he is, the president of the United States, Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? Here he is, posting videos of himself. As if it wasn't bad enough, we have to read his tweets. He has to steal the spotlight with the tweets. Now he's got to post videos. Listen, go back to The Apprentice. Leave the American presidency to somebody else. And no, Cory Booker is not a good choice. I don't care if he's a black man, he's trying to follow Obama's footsteps. No, we do not need, you know, Cory Booker. Pelosi, I don't know. That's what I'm talking about. You don't. There's a lot of shady characters, including Hillary Clinton. I never did like her from the beginning. She was crooked. She deleted all those emails. Her and Clinton, bad news. And what was she talking about? When they invaded this one guy and killed him, oh, we got him, we killed him. Bragging about killing a person when she didn't physically do anything. She sent in her men to do it. But she's bragging about killing another human being. What kind of person is that? Why would you want to follow that? Yes, I bet you that is protocol amongst all presidents. You know, like when Obama was president, you know, then they got, I was going to say Muhammad Ali. That's not what I meant to say. I'm just saying, it's not Muhammad Ali, but Osama bin Laden, you know. It's like, it's messed up. And I apologize for trying to compare the two. I just, for a minute there, I mean, it's so late. Over here on the East Coast, almost 2 o'clock in the morning. Here I am doing the podcast. the podcast. My point is to you all is, you know, I don't feel anyone's qualified. You know, they should have a strike. They should have Trump step down. Okay? Remove him from his presidency immediately. Have him step aside. And just suspend it for a minute. We don't need, you know, a female or some chick from The View or whomever or anybody. We don't need any female or male to stand up and go, oh, well, we're going to run the country because we know what's best for the people. Guess what, sunshine? You don't know what's best for the people. The fact that even before Trump got in office, Obama was deporting people in this country, taking them hostage, basically going to their businesses, wherever they worked, and picking them up and keeping them hostage for 3-6 months, almost a year somewhere. Some of these people that he just took and kept, you know, right before he sends them back, shows you that there is no such thing as a good president. Okay, good politics maybe, but not when it comes to deporting people, detaining them, holding them against their will. And don't dare talk to me about, well, you know, they got to go through the process. And fuck the process. A lot of people came through Ellis Island, did the paperwork, the system. Wait, so that's how it works? You just get a piece of paper, you sign in, and you're in. You want to go back to nativity? Want to go back in times? You know, back in times, no one owned anything, and that's my belief. You don't really own anything. Statue of Liberty was a gift. It wasn't even in the United States. You're going to deport Statue of Liberty too? I'm just saying, it's a statue. But where are we going with this? And how come in New York City, these cops are stopping, frisking, you know, and detaining people just randomly? You don't even have to break the law anymore. They stop you. They detain you. They arrest you. They keep you in jail for 3-6 months, a year, and then they deport you. Why are we spending taxpayers' money? Taxpayers bust their asses trying to pay those bills, trying to keep that mortgage, trying to feed those kids, trying to pay the loan of the car rental or whatever the fuck it is, the car, the truck, the van, you know? Take the kids to school, buy food, put food on the table, hold on to that job that pays 8-10 bucks an hour, 5-6 hours a day. You make nothing. I mean, what are you doing? Why are you detaining people and using the taxpayers' money to do your dirty deed? And then asking Congress, you know, $5 billion to build a wall, a metal wall. What is that going to do? You're going to hurt more people trying to climb over and get hurt? You're going to have the military go ahead shooting down? What are we doing? I mean, where is all this going? Where is it leading? I find it very frustrating to know that nothing is certain. And then you keep opening the government, shutting it down. People say, you know what? What's the difference, you know? Sometimes they shut it down. We don't even know it's shut down. But remember, there's people that still have to feed kids, their families. People still have to eat. They have a right to exist. Let's not forget that. We can't forget that we're supposed to take care of one another. When you got a president telling you, well, why don't you open up a... why don't you do like a yard sale and something? And, you know, in the meantime, you did your hours and hours of work. You're owed a paycheck, 2, 3, 4, 5 paychecks. You haven't paid your mortgage. Your house is up for sale or the sheriff's going to take it. You know, it's going to put a padlock on it. Now you got to move out. Now you're late on your mortgage. Now your credit is ruined. You can't pay your car. You know, you can't pay your TV or your washer or your refrigerator, you know. And all these things are happening. You can't even pay your phone bill to call your family, see how everybody's doing. You don't have a job. And now some hospitals are like, hey, you know what, we'll give you a job. A job. What about all the money that the government owes you, that you're owed, you know? But this asshole president wants to keep it closed. so you don't get your money. Now he opens it, finally, and now he's trying to shut it down again. It's just horrible. So do you pay your rent? Do you pay your mortgage? Or do you pay the essentials just to survive? It's, wow, what a shithole mess are we in right now, huh? This is the type of shit that we're in right now. And I got guys like Nick DiPaolo talking to him. Nick DiPaolo has some big balls. Talk about, I'm going to be on the Joe Rogan podcast. I'm going to be a guest. Yeah. Self-hating. I mean, he is funny. Granted, his comedy is funny. He's a little harsh with his, the way he views, quote-unquote, illegal immigrants. You know, we're all illegal. Even Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, Nick DiPaolo. Everybody's illegal. He's Italian, right? Italian. You came from Italy, you piece of shit. Ah, but I'm an American. Make up your mind. Which flag you carrying, boy? Which flag you carrying? The hypocrisy. You know, that's what I say. No one owes... There's no such thing as a specific flag you hold. Nobody owns anything. The day will come when we'll all pass away from a disease or natural causes or some kind of accident, which is just the way life is. And what are you taking with you? You're taking nothing. You go back to the ground where you came from, basically. You become dust again. That's it. It's over. There's nothing there. You own nothing. You came with nothing. You leave with nothing. You leave all your, oh, I'm going to be at the Black Pussycat. I'm going to be at the comedy store. I'm going to be, all that shit's gone, the website. I mean, that's just life. Everything comes to an end. So for people to sit there and go, I want these illegals. Listen, one day we just, or just life. Life happens, you know. You get older, you start falling apart. So that's why I say, believe in God or not, you know, believe in the president or vice president or whatever Mickey Mouse you believe in. The thing is to be good to people. There's people listening that, I'll tell you, I'll be honest. In the beginning, I really wanted to support these podcasts. But a lot of people say this, the dumbest things. And I'm like, wait a minute, so you really hate people? You know, you're not, you don't appreciate human beings. You're there just to tear them down and take away their, you know, everything they got. I mean, and don't give them a chance. They don't deserve it, right? But you do. Ridiculous. What are you going to do? So, Trump now says he won't be able to golf anymore because of the shutdown, and he's got work to do. He goes, I'm not going to have time to go play golf. Yeah, sure. You know why? Because now Venezuela is upset at the president. Not to mention North Korea and... I don't know, this is ridiculous. The world's falling apart, and this asshole's still talking about golfing. Anyway, I guess I wasted most of my time talking about mega millions, mega. Good stuff, right? Well, hopefully next time we'll be able to talk about something else. Unfriended. What was that movie I saw? There was a movie I saw recently. I thought it was pretty good. It was called Unfriended. Dark Web. That's really good. I thought it was good. It was always creepy. But the only reason I liked it is because it's like something that could happen in real life, which is pretty scary, you know. Unfriended. Dark Web. Check it out. The Nun. It wasn't... You know, Unfriended, Dark Web was like about almost 2 hours. Very short. The Nun, I didn't see it. But I saw the preview. It's pretty shitty. An hour and a half. Don't waste your time. Avengers Infinity. Good movie. I can't wait for the next one that comes out this year. 2019. The Avengers 4, I believe it is. You gotta watch that movie. A lot of good movies coming out. I recently got my Redbox DVD thing. going, and I kind of don't like it. I could care less for Redbox. What else? What else is out there? Stay away from McDonald's. Don't eat McDonald's. Shit is poisonous. I love their coffee, though. I love their coffee. Okay, onto the podcasts that I do listen to from time to time. It will tell you what's on my podcast. What's in your podcast? I'll tell you what's in my podcast. Show me yours, and I'll show you mine. Anderson Cooper, 360. Yep, CNN. Beauty and the Beast. Case Files. Jim Cornette Experience. Cornette's Drive-Thru. Killers, Cults, and Nutjobs. Prime Time with Sean Mooney. OP Radio. What do you call it? Joey Diaz has The Church. Good stuff. The Church of What's Happening Now. You know, Joey Diaz is not a bad guy. He's a pretty good guy. I dig his stuff. The Eddie Trunk Show. Eddie Trunk is the best. You know, The History Bastards. Jim Ross Report. What else? Man, Jim Ross had a tough year last year. He's hanging in there. Joe Rogan, of course. Oh, Joe Rogan. Fudge. The Nick DiPaolo Show. Nick DiPaolo. Your Mom's House. Tom Segura and Christina Pazsiski. Christina Pazsiski and Tom Segura. It's not bad. Pretty good. Unsolved Murders. I can't even talk anymore. My mouth's dry. Good shows. They are hard to find. So I'm constantly dabbling into different things. Just things that entertain my mind, that keep me busy. It's almost 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm still talking. Just because I'm trying to understand it. You know, the way things are, and just certain things that don't make any fucking sense anymore. They're saying coffee is going to disappear or no longer be... Coffee is going to be extinct 20, 30 years from now. Coffee isn't growing properly. They're having a hard time growing coffee. Bananas is another thing that might be going extinct. I love bananas. I love coffee. What else is going extinct? You know, I guess us humans, you know, cancer is the number one cause. It's just killing everybody left and right. There's no cure for cancer. I don't know if they discovered a cure for AIDS or they found a cure to slow it down. Not a cure. They found a remedy that slows down the AIDS to a minimum, to non-existent. But it might still be there. Who knows? Just ask Magic Jordan. Magic Johnson, sorry. Magic Jordan. Speaking of Magic Jordan. Michael Jordan, I should say. I see kids sometimes when I go to the shoe stores and I see them. Oh, I want to get a Michael Jordans. Oh, I want to get the new Michael Jordans. And it's sad because it's depressing to know that these kids really believe that they're it's like they're blind. Michael Jordan doesn't need your money. Michael Jordan has an island. He owns an island, just like Johnny Depp, just like Oprah Winfrey. Michael Jordan doesn't need your money. Trust me, I know. But anyway, please, parents, pay attention to your kids. And the other thing is, I've seen too, when I've gone to do shopping, I've seen kids who, you know, these kids are walking around with their parents and shopping. These sometimes, it's not even the little tiny kids, it's the bigger kids. the early teenagers, you know, the adolescents, you know, the 13, 14 years old, 15, they're talking to their parents, their mom and dad, like, I want this, and they're talking back and forth, they're yelling at their parents. You know, in my time, I don't want to sound like an old man, but in my time, we respected our parents. I was afraid of my mother. Yeah, my father wasn't around because he passed away at an early age. But I was afraid of my mother. I respected her. I still do. I would never raise a finger to my mother. She would kill me. And you know what? She would have every right to do so. You don't raise your hand to your mother. You don't raise your voice to your mother. You know, I mean, this. A lot of you parents out there, oh, well, it's just hormones, you know? It's just these kids, you know, they're growing, and they just don't know any better. Don't make excuses for them. You should never allow that. When you start getting hit by one of your own kids, that's when you know you lost your shit. That's when you lost all sense of hope. As me, you know, it bothers me to know that there's kids out there who still do shit like that to their parents. They don't show no respect, no love, no appreciation. These parents kill themselves trying to give these kids everything. And at the end of the day, these kids, all they do is turn around, stick their middle finger, curse them out, and walk away. And it's just like, it's sad. You know? I mean, a little diplomacy, you know, a little respect. It goes a long way. Discipline is not a bad thing. I'm not saying beat them. You put rules down. You want to do that little timeout bullshit? Do the timeout bullshit. When I was little, I'm going to share this before I go. But when I was little, there came a time, I think I was 16, 17. The worst I ever did, or I said, the worst I ever said to my mom was this. So my sister had made this rice, right? And she burnt the rice. And my mother was yelling at her, oh, you gotta learn how to do this right. You need to do this right. Blah, blah, blah. And I was trying to sort of like ease the pain, kind of like let my sister off the hook a little. I was like, Mom, if you want something done, you gotta do it yourself. Because I thought I was such a smartass. I thought I was the shit. I thought I knew everything. I was 16, man. What the fuck did I know? So she goes, what? What did you just say? I said, and what'd you think? I repeated it again. Of course I did. I was wrong. I said, and I kind of had a feeling I was going to get smacked in the face for saying that because she gets getting closer and closer. And I was trying to look down like, no, I was just saying that. This is like this. I sort of got, this is how he said it. I was like, no, I was just saying, that, you know, when you know, someone doesn't do something right, the right thing to do, in my opinion, would be that maybe you should do it. And next thing I know, I got slapped, flack, one to the left cheek, flack, one to the right. Busted nostril, my nose started bleeding on both sides. I was bleeding like a stuffed pig. I ran to the bathroom. I was gushing a lot of blood. I deserved it, though. I was wrong. People say, oh, that's child abuse. Oh, that's typhus and this and that. And, oh, you call the cops. For what? Because you know what? And I'm not advocating, again, I'm not saying go beat your kids. What I'm saying is, teach them well, you know, teach them guidelines, set rules, boundaries. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying what my mother did was right. But at the time, I had it coming. You can't talk to your parents like that. Even a little smart mouth at one point or another, you're going to get in trouble. You talk like, hey, listen, here's the thing. I used to go to tickets. I used to go to court a lot for parking tickets or speeding tickets. I used to speed all the time. I didn't give a shit. I was wild, man. But when I sit in court, I would sit and listen. And the judge would be like, docket number, blah, blah, blah. And Mr. whatever, Shapiro, please come on up. And these kids are like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it, judge. I don't want to be here anyway. And the judge would be like, young man, you know, I can hold you for contempt of court for talking like that in front of court. You're like, you know what? Boom. He's like, he goes, Baylor. He's like, yeah, take him. And they hold him, contempt of court for talking like that. You can't talk any way you want to talk to anybody. It doesn't matter if it's a judge. It could be the deli guy at the grocery store. He was making us cutting your meats. He can spit on your food if you want to. I'm not saying that he's going to, but I'm saying, what are the chances if you talk down to someone, you're not going to get spit on or smack the shit out of, you know what I mean? But restaurants, food places, you talk down to somebody, best believe they're going to spit on your food. Or curse you out. I'll tell you, you know what? You're not welcome here. Again, I'm not saying that that's exactly what you should get done. The right thing to do is show some respect. It starts at home. Social medias and all these apps, they don't teach you that. I notice that's what's missing these days. You go to Facebook and Twitter, people are posting little GIFs or GIFs, whatever, GIFs. Little pictures or little stories about how these fucking kids walking down the street, they're recording themselves, of course, because they want to be famous. They see a homeless guy and they bring him a pizza. Hey, here, I want to share with you. And then this other kid, he's recording himself because he's such a big hero. He goes, hey, look here, man, I see you're homeless, but I got $100. And the homeless guy starts crying. Sure, he sees homeless. Nobody gives you anything these days. You're in the streets. You're at the end of your rope. End of the road for you. And that's all you got. The people are giving you something, and you can't believe that they're giving you something. You feel so happy. And you cry. Sure. Food, money, anything is welcome. You're in the streets. You got nothing, man. You got nothing. And these fucking kids recording it like a social experiment. Oh, fuck yourself, man. Make a difference. And don't record it. Just do it out of your own goodness. Don't do it to get all these crazy likes. Oh, now you're popular because once upon a time, you know, you recorded you and your friend going to give a homeless guy a pizza pie or a couple of bucks. What is that? Narcissistic asshole. Fucking cunt. You deserve the word cunt. Twat. Fucking twat. Some people don't like those words. I shouldn't be using this, but some of you guys deserve that shit. You guys got it coming, man. There comes a time where you're going to have to pay for the things you do. Take responsibility for your actions, man. A lot of you guys don't like it when I talk about certain things or I question things. You guys get mad. Some of you guys get upset because I question things. Never be afraid to question anything. I grew up all through school, grade school, high school, and all these teachers did was lie. They throw lies at you. Oh, Christopher Columbus is such, oh, he discovered America. Oh, what a nice guy. He dressed so well. The murders he did, the raping, the killing. Same thing with Benjamin Franklin. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Theodore Roosevelt, I apologize. Theodore Roosevelt. All these characters, all these presidents, all these greats. You know what I'm saying? I said Benjamin Franklin. Theodore Roosevelt. It's sad that people still refuse to want to hear anything different. I asked this one person tonight, hey, who do you believe murdered JFK? And he said Oswald. I was like, oh, okay. And right there, I'm convinced that when you're a certain age and you're spoon-fed all throughout your lifetime, you actually believe that at some point. You know? Like, some people believe in that. They really believe Oswald did it. But guess what? No. And if he did, he didn't do it alone. He wasn't the only one. Come on, people. Let's think outside the box. Get out of the fucking box for a minute. You know? I mean, you have to, like, look at every other possible scenario. Joe Rogan says that Oswald definitely did it. That it's easy to shoot the way he shot right through that tree and stuff. I say it's not easy. You know, Jesse Ventura, no relation here, by the way. But Jesse Ventura, former mayor of Minnesota, governor, he says the same thing. Actually the opposite. He says, it's impossible to make that shot. He couldn't have done it. There was more than one shooter that day. There's a lot of conspiracies. This one's never going to end. The truth is out there. But until the United States until they release those files, the complete murder mystery will never be resolved. It died when Oswald died and Jack Kirby died. It'll never be resolved until they release those documents that they're hiding, that they're concealing. You go to the National Archives, you go ahead and Google it. You know, people, you are all so blessed. You can just Google things nowadays. But just because you're in Google doesn't mean you have the answers either. Remember, Google runs under an agenda that even you and I don't know. We don't understand. Google runs under very dark consequences. My point is to you is don't believe everything you hear, everything you read. Not everything is what it is. I do question everything. You have to. Only way to educate yourself is to question everything. I'll leave you with that. Until next time, remember, this is Joseph Ventura, live. Check me out everywhere. Oh, 46 minutes, Jesus. So let's go ahead and do the national anthem. Where we all get up, put your hand over your chest, and let's do the national anthem. How about it, okay? That's how we should do it. Till next time, Joseph Ventura, live here on Zcast, Spreaker, on Anchor. And that's all I got to say about that. Take care. Till next time. Peace out. Yeah.